I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, broadcasting live from the penthouse suite of the DDP Radio Megaplex, right here in beautiful, beautiful parts unknown. My name is Mike Mullins. As always, you can find me over usually up to no good, usually up to a lot of trouble, and usually doing my best to annoy the crap out of Robert. But you can find me over at Mikey90%.com. Stacey Morris is off tonight as she is promoting her new book, which was released just days ago. It's called Sweet Comfort, and Robert had a lot to do with that. We're going to talk to him about that, and then we're going to get with Stacey when she comes back next week, and we're going to talk all about you and Stacey's new endeavor. But before we get going on that, I must introduce the man himself. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Vince Russo to my James E. Cornette. He is the incomparable Robert McLaren. How are you, my brother?
Well, I'm not sure how I feel, because if I'm Vince Russo, that means I have no idea what I'm doing.
you always have to be the heel in the situation, so it's
I noticed that. Yeah, I noticed that.
Well,
but I would at least like to be a knowledgeable heel.
Yeah, not one of those thugs that always accompany the main villain. That's, I'm always messing up, boss.
Yeah, I forgot to lock the door, and then the kidnapped victim got away. Yeah, that's that. No.
Well, anyways, we have a cool show tonight, and Robert, I'm actually gonna lean on you to take care of the second half of the show, because we wanted to, you do an awesome show with Stevie Richards. Called the T4 Show. It's an awesome blog about technology, and you guys are really well-versed in all of that area, which I am pretty much completely inadequate in. But you guys have a really cool thing going on. So we thought, being sister shows, if you will, that we'd introduce the DDP Radio Universe to your show if they haven't heard it, and, do a little cross-promotion. So we're going to do a little crossover episode today of the T4 Show and DDP Radio. What do you guys have in store for us later on tonight?
Well, we're talking about it. The only way we can really do a show like that is if we merge technology and fitness. I'm sorry, yeah, technology and fitness, that's right. So what we did was is that we talked about not only the upcoming DDP Yoga app, which Stevie is on it. He works on that every day, so who better to ask than him? And of course, what kind of heart monitors should you pick, and things like that, and the differences between different technology types of heart rate monitors as well. So it's a cool little 30-minute talk that we had about technology and fitness. And so after we do 30 minutes of DDP Radio, we'll jump over to 30 minutes of the T4 Show, so you can get a taste of what that's about.
Awesome, awesome. And I know that it's been a hot button issue, especially in the DDP yoga community. And my phone's ringing. I probably should have shut that off. We've been talking about the app quite a bit, and it's been a hot button issue. A lot of people asking questions about the app, what to expect, when it's coming out, all this stuff. Yes. So you guys have an exclusive updates for people that are really excited about this. And this is the evolution of DDP yoga, and the evolution of fitness is really as the hard media copies are kind of making their way out. Everything's going digital and streaming, and it really is the next step in the evolution of technology. And DDP yoga is completely ahead of the curve in this type of fitness market.
Yeah, you know, and we've been talking about the app for well over a year now, and it's really, really come a long way. And it's one of those things that you don't really get. What else did you forget to turn off? Seriously. It's one of those things that you don't really get until you see it, because it really is a badass piece of software, and it does a lot of things really, really well.
Yeah, I got my hands on a copy to test out, and it really is well done. Like, you see a lot of these apps, like the developers really just kind of throw together. You know, they make up this thing, charge like $1.99, throw it up on the internet, and I look at my phone, and I'm like, well, this is kind of shit. But it really is. I mean, it's a top-notch production, and you and Stevie and everyone on the crew has worked really, really hard at getting this thing out and getting ready for release. And so you definitely want to tune in later on tonight if you guys are interested in the next step. It's obviously the next step, and it's not, as much as I love the DDP Yoga DVDs and have done them a million times, I have done them a million times, and I know what to expect. I know it's coming. And this app is going to offer fresh content, like revolving door of fresh content that, you don't get bored and you don't get in a little bit of a rut or like a little bit of a system with your workouts and being able to change up on the fly. If Dallas wants to change something, he can go up there and put it up now and throw it up there.
Yeah, and I really can't take any credit for anything that's been done on the app that these guys have done at the Performance Center and before they moved into the Performance Center, but it's all been developed up there. So,
I meant to text that to Katie. we have to smarten up the listeners tonight. I left my home phone on, and my girlfriend didn't know we were recording the show. She called my home phone, and then she called my cell phone, and both of them rang right on the middle of the air. And I meant to text her that I'm doing the show, and I texted Robert doing the show, and
I'm like. Yeah, in the middle of a sentence, I'm like, no shit, really? I have no idea what I was saying.
Anyways, this is a train wreck, but hey, some of the best radio ever has been complete clusterfucks.
Oh my god, yeah. So, I thank you for joining us, Mike. I appreciate you.
This is what happens when Stacy leaves the camp. It's like this, the mother figure walks away and the children just like run amok and just screw everything up.
Yeah, and I want to talk about her book coming up, but the one thing that we haven't done, which we always done, is talk about the upcoming events for DDP Yoga. Do you want to jump on that real quick?
Yes, absolutely. I've got my notes right here. The DDP Yoga events are, life-changing. You can go in there and just receive so much inspiration and so much, drive when you get out of there. And I guarantee you, if you're in a rut with your journey or if you're just starting your journey, you want to get on the right track. You want to, get that extra oomph that you need. Jesus. We're keeping this in, Robert. I don't even care.
Oh.
Anyways, the upcoming DDP Yoga events, February 6, 2016, Life Med Institute, Timonia, Maryland, hosted by Life Med Institute. It's going to be a hell of a time in Maryland. Also, the Pure Yoga East Coast Double Shot Workshop, January 8, 2016, and January 9, 2016. And Robert, I need to get your expertise on this because I have been reading my notes for the DDP Yoga workshops, and for the past like three months, I've been saying the DDP Yoga workshop in Rhode Island was June 10th, 2016, but Langer was hitting me up and saying he thinks it's the January 10th, right after the East Coast workshop, so I need to double check on that.
I'm almost positive it is in January instead of June.
Okay. I'm
pulling that up right now so I can double check. But
we'll get back to you in just a second. But for all your information on the DDP Yoga workshops, as always, you can hit up ddpyogaworkshops.com. That's got all your information. If you want to book a workshop, if you want to get Dallas and you have a place where he wants to go and you know, rock out some DDP yoga with the locals. There's a spot where you can sign up for that as well. And as always, the one-stop shop, the hub for DDP yoga is, of course, ddpyoga.com, which you can access pretty much everything in the DDP yoga universe through that site. And
it before we get started,
it is January. Okay. I've been saying it wrong in my notes. It is January 10th, 2016. The DDP Yoga Inspiration Meets Perspiration 2 workout in Newport, Rhode Island. Thank you, Steve Bangerlanger, for correcting me on that.
Yeah, it shows how much I actually listen when you talk.
Yeah, exactly. It's been like 4 months. And see, I just have like I list my things, and I'm like Ron Burgundy reading off a teleprompter. You could like write the most horrible things on my computer screen. And I'll just list them off and be clueless in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely want to check out a DDP Yoga workshop. And I want to talk about this because I was on a wrestling site earlier today, and okay. I clicked on a link, and it was our very own Steve Yu being interviewed by legendary wrestling journalist Bill Apter.
I saw that just probably a half an hour ago.
Yeah, that was great. Bill Apter, if you don't know who he was pretty much the godfather of the wrestling magazines throughout the 70s, 80s, and 90s. If you were a child in the 80s and you ever watched wrestling, I guarantee you, you read an Apter magazine. And he's been so embraced with the wrestling community, they treat him like one of their own. They don't treat him like an outsider or a journalist or a reporter. They kind of brought him into the fraternity. And Bill Apter had a great interview with Steve Yu talking about the Jake the Snake Roberts film. And, you know, and Steve is the head figure. He's the outward, you know, the director, the band leader. But there were so many people that had their hand in that process of the movie. And you know, just to see where that's gone, you know, talking with Steve. And just the people that started coming on board and how the momentum and the ball got rolling. It's I mean, I'm not, you know, religious or I'm not like, you know, I don't think believe in fate and anything like that, but it's pretty weird how everything just kind of fell into place like that.
Yeah, that absolutely. And that was, you know, there was definitely a lot of people that worked on that film, without a doubt. And, you know, people who worked on the film, people who worked in the general vicinity, like Linda, who's like the house mom, and all these different people. But, you know, Steve, me personally, it's cool to see Steve get to do these interviews and get his name out there a little bit, because this was his idea. He pretty much talked Dallas into bringing Jake in, because Dallas was comfortable with Jake staying in Texas, and so him coming in, the whole process started because of Steve. So he definitely deserves a big pat on the back for that.
Yeah, and Steve spoke about this in the interview with Bill Apter. That, you know, most of the time, you know, the directors for documentaries, films, stay out of the picture. But Steve Yu was such a crucial part, not only in the filming of the process of the Jake the Snake Roberts documentary, but just the evolution of Jake the Snake and Scott Hall, their road to try to heal themselves and try to, you know, pick up themselves. You know, Steve's right there in the entire thing, just, you know, keeping them on track, and, you know, he's very vocal and very involved.
Yeah, he very much wasn't, like you mentioned, like the guy behind the camera. He was involved in almost like, you know, because he's the president of the company, he was almost like in charge of their well-being as well, like you said. And, like, there was this video that we had put out, because when we went to Mexico, not this year, but the year before, I brought him a shirt that said, Condescending Asian. And that was a joke that we had, because there was a video that had come out where Jake had fallen off the wagon, he had slipped, and Steve is talking to him, going, how do we trust you again? Help us help you. And he was like, not putting him in his place, being kind of stern towards him. And the comments in the video were like, who is this condescending Asian guy? And this, you know, and just, who the hell is this guy? Who does he think he is to talk to Jake the Snake that way? But that's what Steve's function was, is he was kind of like the band leader, like that you so aptly put it. And he wasn't just the guy behind the camera. He was very, very much involved in the entire story.
And to talk about the Jake the Snake Roberts documentary a little bit, you mentioned Steve, the condescending Asian, as you put it, but being kind of like stern and forceful with Jake, and you know, making sure he stays on track. And, you know, I think that Dallas was a crucial part of Jake the Snake's recovery because, you know, I've spent enough time with wrestlers in my time, and as of you, that you know that it takes a special kind of, you know, person to communicate with them. They don't listen to just anyone. It's, if someone off the street told them to do something, they're not going to listen to it. They kind of need someone they respect and someone on their level to kind of, you know, communicate with them. I remember, this is a sidetrack, but it kind of brings it around. They don't want, you know, my buddy went to go to a show, a concert one time, and there was a wrestling show there, and the Dudley Boys were there, and he was in line grabbing a beer, and he's this little short fellow, and I'm going to tell him to listen to this, Powerhouse Mouse we call him, because he's this little short guy, but he's like a firecracker, and he's getting a beer, he's sitting in line to get a beer, and the Dudley Boys come up, and they walk right in front of him, stand, you know, cut him off. No, he's a wrestling fan, so they think, okay, well, I can screw with him. Step right in front of him, get their beer. And he's like, you know, he's a fan of the Dudleys, but he's also got a pride. He goes, excuse me, you cut in front of me. And Bubba Ray slaps him in the chest, goes, you're okay, kid, that's all right. And he just grabs the beer and goes, no, you got in front of me. And he's like getting in the Dudley boy's face. And he says, get behind me. And Bubba goes, excuse me? He said, I was here, get behind me. And Bubba goes, I like this kid. Let's buy him a beer. So they kind of respect when, you know, guys get in their face. It's more than just like the timid standoff people that, you know, wrestlers can't, you know, communicate and identify with. So it takes someone to actually kind of forcefully, you know, and sternly tell them, like someone like Dallas, who's not going to, you know, fall for the bullshit that, you know, the addict that is Jake is going to, you know, web for him. And he's not going to fall for, like, the lies and excuses. So it kind of takes that kind of personality to get someone like Jake the Snake Roberts to actually listen.
Yeah, I mean, because if I would have been in that position, me and Jake would have been friends. Because I'm nice to everybody. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that I would have been able to do that, be in that authoritative role, though, the way that Steve and obviously Dallas was.
Yeah, and obviously that's the kind of influence Jake needed in his life. He's, you know, when you're in a position of fame and people knowing your name and you know, people asking for autographs, I've been around it so much. You get surrounded by a ton of enablers and yes men and so people that will just, you know, blow smoke up your ass for their own personal, you know, gain. And, you know, let you do whatever you want, let you run amok, grab the drugs you want, grab the women you want, grab the booze you want. And sometimes, you know, you need someone like Dallas, like I said, that's going to see through the bullshit and, you know, eliminate the yes men and eliminate the enablers. And Jake was known for putting himself in situations with people that he shouldn't have put himself into.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's – I don't – there's no other way to put it, but he's kind of childlike in that because he's obviously a very intelligent man, but he isn't very good at making quick decisions. You know, he's gonna be the one who's gonna take the bike over the sandhill, and it doesn't really think about what's on the other side. So yeah, he's made without a doubt many more bad decisions than I will have decisions in my life, I think.
But you know, that's the thing, and that's the thing that Jake is learning through his process and through this movie, you know, not to focus on the negative, but focus on the fact that he's learning that he can't put himself in these situations, because I don't care who you are, you're an addict for life. When you accept that you are an addict, you have to accept that you can no longer be in a certain circle of people that are going to make things bad for you. And it sounds shitty, you know, to have to cut out friends and cut out people that enable you, but you know, you have to cut the ties with friends, you have to cut the ties with families. And sometimes it's important for your survival to just end relationships that you otherwise enjoy. And Jake's learning now that he has to put himself in situations with people who care for him and people who look after him and not people who are wanting things from him.
Yeah, definitely. Because when I was in up for the grand opening, I was talking to Scott, and he had said something to the effect of there was a booking that he was talking about, and it was going to be in a bar, and he turned it down for that reason, because he just didn't want to be, and I'm paraphrasing the hell out of that conversation, but basically he didn't want to put himself in that position.
That's awesome. I really, I dig that, because Last time I saw Scott was at a wrestling convention that made the news, and he was in no condition to be there, and he had had some sustained sobriety, and it's one of those things that the wrestling business breeds that kind of environment. It's almost like a rock and roll atmosphere: sex, drugs, women, groupies, rock and roll, all this stuff. But it's a catch 22 because you've created a lifestyle for yourself that you need to now support now that you're not making the $1 million paychecks in the wrestling business, and you still have value on the indie circuit, and you're still very valuable and can make money doing wrestling. But, you know, you have to be very careful because once you let yourself back in that atmosphere and in that circus, all the temptations are there. And sometimes, man, it just clicks you back.
Yeah, definitely. And we've got about 10 minutes for the this portion of the show. Do you want to switch over and talk about Stacy's new book?
Yes, absolutely. We've got about 10 minutes, and I want to save quite a bit of this. We'll go over it, and we'll tell them where they can get it. But I want Stacy to be here, and maybe in the next week we'll see what we have planned, or the week after, but we're going to really hammer this down and talk to you and Stacy because, you know, Stacy's the mastermind behind the recipes and all this stuff, but, man, is equally responsible for this process. All the work you put in, the hours you put in designing and getting this book to print, you guys did a hell of a job, and the last book was phenomenal, and it was really well received. I see people all the time messaging Stacy, telling them that she ordered it, but the book is sweet comfort. It's Stacy's clean comfort book turned over to the dessert side, and you know, talk about the conception of this book a little bit.
Well, I don't get to view the conception because that is between Chef Bill and Stacy. You know, Chef Bill, if you're listening to this show, you probably know who Chef Bill is, but that's like her boyfriend, or I'm not sure what their status is, but they've been together for quite some time.
Significant other.
Significant other, yes.
That covers all bases.
Yeah, just in case, because, you know, I don't want to put anything out there. But, you know, Chef Bill, he's obviously, I'm not calling him Chef Bill just because it sounds cool. You know, he's got a strong culinary background, so him and Stacy, they'll get this idea and they'll build a recipe. You know, can we take this and make it clean? Can we, you know, can we change this up? So it's very much, you know, the books are the end result of their culinary experiments. So they'll come to me, and Stacy will say, "Okay, I'm getting ready to do this and this and this on the book, and we're going to call it this." So we'll just start pushing ideas around. So I'm actually responsible for like maybe 10-15% of the book, you know, because I'll do the cover design and the art design, and then I'll lay everything out. But all that content and the editing comes from Chef Bill and Stacy. By the time I get it, it's done. It's fully edited. I saw her, but they do a phenomenal job of making sure not only that everything's ready for me, but it's in the right format, and they've already decided where it needs to go. So I'm just basically putting together the last pieces of it. I did a print version and ebook version because there are slightly different formatting issues with each of them, and then, you know, Stacy's off and running.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short. That design work you do is tireless, and it's a lot of work, not just in the clean comfort thing, but DDP Yoga as well. I don't think anyone, either in the company or outside the company, will ever realize like how much you actually, you know, do on a daily basis. I'll hit you up on Skype or phone call, and your phone rings about 4 times in the 3 minutes we've talked. It's just, you know, hammering back and forth questions and work on a daily basis. So you obviously were a huge part of that book. And, you know, I'm confident with saying without you, there wouldn't be a Sweet Comfort or a Clean Comfort. As much as Stacy did an amazing job, you both worked together and put out a great product. And we're yep. really – oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say that she is so – maybe it's because we've known each other for so long, because we've been doing DDP Radio for so long. It's like, you know, we're on the same wavelength. So she's so easy to work with. I mean, when I'll send her an idea, like on this cover, I send her the original cover idea, and she's like, "That's exactly what I was thinking." So I work with tons of people on God knows how many projects over the years, but she is by far one of the easiest people I've ever work with. So that's a big help when it comes to putting something like this together.
Yeah, and it's a great piece too. A lot of times when we try to like improve our health and lose weight or exercise or whatever, we feel we have to suffer in a way, or you know, lose the ability to enjoy food. And the Clean Comfort series is all about taking recipes that you love, comfort foods that you're just going to dive into, and then you know, slightly alternating them to make them healthy and you know, more palatable to the waistline. That's what the great thing is about that program, and it's what I try to do. I tell people all the time, when you're you know, going through recipes, you don't have to look for healthy recipes. You don't have to look for diet recipes. You know, grab a recipe that you enjoy and then alter it to try to make it, you know, worthwhile to consume without having to destroy any progress you've made in the past month.
And that's what I like about the book, is because personally, if I was to do that, I'd have no idea where to even start. And so Stacy's already done the work for me.
Yeah, and Stacy's actually out right now. The reason she's not here is she's promoting that book at an event tonight. She's doing a speaking engagement. So she will be back next week. And we're going to talk about that in great length in the next couple months. And you're definitely going to want to grab that when you get a chance. And Robert, I know you've got the info where they can grab that book.
Yeah, all you need to really do is go to Amazon.com and just either search for Stacy Morris, S-T-A-C-E-Y, or just do a search for Clean Comfort or Clean Comfort or what's – why am I drawing a blank on that?
Stacy Morris, CleanComfort.com.
Yeah, you can go there as well. What is the name of the – how am I not remembering the name of the book I just finished editing?
Sweet Comfort.
There we go.
Thank you.
Mike. Good. I just couldn't grasp that. Yeah, so you can do both of them, the ebook and the print version, are available on Amazon.com. So you can just go to Amazon.com, or you can go to StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com, and that'll take you directly to Amazon.com.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to talking to Stacy and you about that in a few weeks.
Yes.
But I'm going to bow out in a minute, because you know what? I got stuff to do, and I know you and Stevie got stuff to do. So we're doing like a crossover episode. There's the T4 show, and there's the DDP Yoga show. And if we had a circle graph of the show, Robert McLaren is right in the middle. He kind of shares us both. Robert,
I'm in the middle of the Venn diagram.
The Venn diagram, yeah, that's what it's called. Robert, he does a great job on the T4 show with our very own Dance and Stevie Richards. And just real quick, every week they can hear that at T4Show.com, right?
No, it's YouTube.com/T4ShowVideos, or you can just go to RealStevieRichards.com, and they're all the different ones, even the alternative ones, are located there as well.
Okay. And it really is your one-stop shop for all things, you know, fitness, technology, gaming, and even just like off-kilter stuff like ghost stories and aliens.
Yes.
And just, it's all kinds of cool stuff. Look, some cool funky stuff, all in one stop. Robert hosted along with Stevie Richards, and you all know Stevie. He's our DDP Yoga mastermind of the app and all around good guy, celebrity trainer. Not to mention his 10 years with the WWE, WCW, ECW, had how many titled brains, you know, that's just, you know, without saying, but also
yep.
He's a very a crucial member of the DDP Yoga community, and you guys do a great show, that show. So Robert, I'm going to head this over to you now. I'm going to peace out. My girlfriend just got home. I'm going to go hang out with her, and I will be listening to you and Stevie rock the T4 show right here at DDP Radio at ddpradio.com. Robert, see you.
Hey everybody, this is kind of a conjunction between the T4 show and DDP Radio. This is the first time that we've done anything like this, but we're kind of splitting things up a little bit. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of a tech talk with Michael Manna, a.k.a. Stevie Richards, and his T4 show. How's it going?
Well, first of all, I know it's hard to see. You're trying to figure out which name to say first and whatever. I go by both names, but it's not my T4 show. It's our T4 show. So you're a very integral part, a very important part of the show, as is everybody who contributes, Colm and everybody else who comes on. But, you know, we really reach a level of consistency, and I think a different voice since you've been on. And I can't wait much like the other podcast that we do, Robert, I can't wait till we end up having roundtables. You know, like the Microsoft event just happened, and I wish we could have had three or four people all around to agree or disagree, even better, you know, on the points of that. And hopefully it'll grow into that in the next few weeks. So, you know, when everything slows down with DDP Yoga.
Yeah, and the because we've got a lot of stuff that we want to do that we just don't have time to do. So there's a lot more stuff coming for T-Show and for the other podcasts as well.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't mean that in a negative way to say that we, you know, sarcastically, we don't have a lot of time. But that's what we're going to cover today. We're going to talk a lot about fitness and technology and how they work together, specifically for the audience of DDP Yoga and the community, how they can really track their workouts in a very efficient manner.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So there's a lot of, like, because we talk about the generalities of DDP Yoga and the workouts, so this was an opportunity to talk more about the tech side of fitness. So who better to talk about tech stuff than you?
I can think of a lot of people better, but I'm the only one available.
Yes, you were available, so we went with, you know,
self-deprecating humor on both sides here. You stuff you can hear at the T4 show every week, by the way.
Yes. What is it? YouTube.com/T4show?
T4 show videos on YouTube, realstevierichards.com. And also, if you love cats, go to Instagram. For both of us, KWO Robert and Stevie Richards on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a lot of cat stuff going on.
Now, cats and technology, that's going to be probably the highest rated show ever in DDP Radio.
Yes, once we figure out how to milk that for all it's worth, absolutely.
So you have some questions for me, I think. Hopefully I can answer them.
Yeah, let's start at the top, because, you know, the one thing that everyone is asking us about every single day is the upcoming DDP Yoga Now app. So where are we at?
Wow, you start with tough questions, huh?
Yes.
Well, today is October 13th, so we're looking at obviously going into full production. We're working on all back-end stuff right now. I will say this, that this build, Dallas is really, really happy with, as opposed to other ones, and he's a hard person to please, as am I when it comes to apps. I'm really an app freak when it comes to using iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Mac, Windows. I'm real particular, especially in this app ecosystem where somebody thinks that you know, $5 for an app with free upgrades is a lot of money to spend on an app. I come from a place where, and so do you probably, IM Plus is something that if you're around our age, you remember for Palm OS, Windows Mobile, those systems, and you pay $35 a year for the app to just earn the right to upgrade it every year. And that was just an instant messaging app. That wasn't a game or productivity or anything like that.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And so this one is, it's not really about the money that went into it as much as the time. There's been so much time spent on this and so much thought put into every little thing. It's really been in production for, what, I guess, the better part of a year and a half now, 2 years?
Yeah. The thing with the app and you know, just from my point of view, and I'll be blunt, because Dallas just wanted to throw everything in that app all at once. And if it was up to me, I would have staggered a lot of the features, much like most app companies do. But we're not most app companies. We're not most, you know, fitness companies. So to his credit, he elected to put just about every feature he could in the inaugural version of the app. You know, talking about tracking, talking about custom workouts, live workouts, just all sorts of stuff, a full nutrition guide with videos and recipes and all the stuff that you get. Pretty much, I would say, if it makes sense, it's probably an extension of the DDP Yoga program guide in video form, in interactive form, and, of course, the tracking when you can pair a Bluetooth heart rate monitor to the app and be able to do that stuff. And also, we're trying to gamify the app. So we've been working on it. We will. We're just trying to figure out just the minutiae of everything, like how many points is this, how many points is that. And the most important thing, Robert, what kind of prizes are we going to give people for hitting those point tiers?
So, you know, he showed me like a small thumbnail of that when I was up there for the grand opening. And that was the question I was going to ask and didn't have a chance to, is what do you do with the points?
Well, the points will be prizes. They will be different tiers. And I think above all else, the gamification, and for people who don't know what it is, it's just when certain things like Waze or Foursquare or now it's Swarm and even other places, they make you the mayor or they give you certain badges and stuff like that. That's gamification of the apps. It makes it a little bit more competitive and fun. And makes you really feel like a sense of accomplishment. But with our app, when you get to those points, you actually will. We're talking about giving out physical things, prizes, obviously T-shirts, hats, things like that, and maybe some more interesting stuff. But what it does is, and you know, without giving anything away, obviously, if you do a workout, you're going to get a certain amount of points. But if you do a workout with a Bluetooth heart rate monitor and you can track your heart rate monitor, you can get more points. And theoretically, what we're trying to do, hopefully, and this is not a final thing, because theory, it's great. Technologically, you got to make sure it works. When you're in your zone, hopefully, for the most maximum amount of time, your efficient fat-burning zone, maybe you get even more points. That's something we're hoping for, but I'm not quite sure where we're at on the technical end. But I know with you know, adding a Bluetooth heart rate monitor, working out, taking progress photos, tracking your weight, your blood sugar, your blood pressure. We even have stuff in there for people with diabetes and stuff, but obviously go to a doctor and, you know that's first and foremost. This doesn't replace what a physician would do for you, any part of this app, but it does give you some idea of your progress. And mm-hmm. I think the best way to put it, really, in my estimation, I've used a ton of fitness apps. I mean, I've used a ton of apps with fitness apps, especially over the past few years. It really combines a lot of different apps into one app. So it's really going to be a converged app, a hub for everything you need in health and fitness.
Yeah, there's going to be some really cool things coming out on it that we've talked about before, but that you're not going to be able to get anywhere else. And I've never seen an app that does them, like the live cooking demos, the live workouts and things like that, which I think that's going to be really cool. And just all the little bells and whistles and things that it does is – that's like a version 10 app coming out at version 1.
Yeah, and like I said, I would have probably put a slightly different roadmap. And like I said, I now that I'm seeing the app come to fruition, I would say that I'm probably wrong about that. Because I think it's cool. I'm glad it's all in there. So
yeah,
that when you have somebody that has to be, I'm testing the app. I'm on these app calls. Along with Garrett and Tyler, Steve, and even sometimes Dallas, you're more than welcome to come too. They're 7 in the morning our time, so.
Oh, yeah. Just pencil me in there.
Sure, I'll call you. But, you know, I'll be up. you tend to, when you're beta testing a game, when you're doing anything what you're familiar with and hopefully the community, when you're doing these things and you're so far involved, you can lose the enjoyment for using it. Because you're always into it and you don't get to enjoy it because you're so focused on finding bugs and errors and mistakes and, you know, mm-hmm. things that don't look right and your eyes start to cross after doing it for a few months. But with the latest, one or two of the latest builds, which you saw that one of those, you saw the one previous to the one I just got, I've enjoyed using the app. I like the way it looks. I like the animation. I like the branding. And when you can overcome all those things from the past, you know, said year and a half of production, and you can enjoy the app after that, I think that's a really good testimonial.
Absolutely. And the from what I saw, I haven't used it quite, obviously, probably a tenth of what you've used it.
Yeah, I got heart rate monitors strapped right to me now, testing.
Yeah, well, the work that Tyler has done, the bulk of the graphic design, if not all of it, and from the version that I saw 6 months ago, it's a huge improvement over that, and it is a great looking app.
Yeah, the one thing I think the people that don't know any better about the team and the company are going to think this is made and collaborated with a much larger company. You know, they're going to look at the graphics, they're going to look at the animations, the GIFs, they're kind of GIF files, I think, that are put in there for certain animations, mm-hmm. and they're going to think a team worked on it when it was just really one guy that did the work,
and he's
amazing.
He's so skilled. Yeah. His work is just, I've been doing graphic design for 20 years, and I was like, God, how did you do that? You know,
The kid's mostly self-taught. I know he went to school for it, but school you can pretty much learn certain amount of stuff, and then you have to get out there and really learn on-the-job stuff. And Tyler is a very fast learner. He's amazing. And, the thing is, we all give feedback. Sometimes it's me, Garrett, Steve, even Dallas. I think Dallas's feedback he sells himself short, because Dallas is the exact person that we're trying to sell the app to. He's the exact person that we're trying to reach out to and have them become a subscriber to the app, because we want to make it as simple as possible. And if Dallas says this is too hard, there's probably a good chance that a good portion of the populace is going to say the same thing. Just like like iOS and the iPhone itself, it was not built for guys like us that can go and root Android phones and throw ROMs on air and stuff like that. We want it to just work. We don't want people to tinker with the app. We want them to find stuff, get in, get their work out, enjoy it, track it, feel a sense of accomplishment, and then go about their lives and hopefully tell somebody else about the app.
Yeah, because if something is too complicated, Dallas won't use it, period.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, so, I mean, and he's not a tech guy like you and I. It's just, and that's a great testing ground to get someone, because when I was developing programs, that's what I would do, is I would get someone that I knew wasn't a techie and say, hey, you try it.
Steve Jobs was famous when the iPhone was being made, that they wanted to bring cell phone experts in, or don't quote me directly, but they wanted to bring the experts in the field to build the iPhone. And he said, no, do not hire anybody from that. I want you to hire somebody that's never built a cell phone before.
Wow.
You have to think outside the box. So.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll tell you what, because that's one aspect of it, but you also set somebody new at your program, whether it be in a phone or a Windows-based program, they're going to do something that you hadn't anticipated as well. So it's a great way to test. But I think it's all the questions I had for the app itself, and we're still
got our DDP quota in, right, for DDP Radio. We talked about DDP enough, right?
I think so. Okay. I think let me check the quota. Hold on.
Can't wait till the headline online. Steve Richards has heat with DDP. Something would be awesome. I can't wait to show it to him if it's tomorrow morning.
We can pump that. I mean, you guys could he can give you some chair shots.
As long as it links to my site, I don't care.
And so we're still shooting for Black Friday for the release date.
Yes, we are. So, we're trying to be as proactive as possible, because obviously submitting stuff to the App Store can sometimes be a little tricky. So we're taking that into account. Yeah, Black Friday. I mean, it's going to be something that at that particular time, I think the timing is awesome, because it gives us until the end of the year, and the big New Year push for people wanting to do, New Year, New You, or the New Year's resolution. I don't have any. I do. If I decide to do something, I just do it right away. And I would stress people, even before the app comes out, to please, if you want to do that, don't just wait for the app, because we're going to have stuff hopefully laid out for people that have bought DVDs, people to attend the Performance Center workouts. We're gonna be as loyal to the people in the DDP Yoga community as they've been to us.
Yeah, and the community has been amazing. That's a big aspect of everything that we do, because, you go through and look at the numbers that we continue to do, and a lot of those people consistently will buy it because they were told about it by a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been the case, and it's just, we can't ever thank people enough for talking about DDP Yoga.
Yeah.
So as far as technology goes, I mean, do you have any, what's your favorite heart rate monitor? What's your favorite wearable technology or fitness related?
Well, the funny thing is that it's funny whenever someone asks about a heart rate monitor at the Performance Center or anywhere, people usually point them towards me. And because I've tested all of them out, and from my perspective, you can go anywhere. I got an Apple Watch here, but unfortunately outside of the activity app, and when you're doing DDP Yoga, which I'll explain something real quick about the technology of heart rate monitors. You have the one with the watch and the strap, which is the most basic one. However, excuse me, you're not able to use that with an app because there's no Bluetooth functionality to sync up to an app. So you pretty much have to kind of log it in manually with an app or write it down or do whatever through the watch, which is not very, I don't think it's very efficient, and it doesn't really show you a whole lot. And, you know, that way you can just do your workout and put it up on MyFitnessPal or anywhere else with an app. Then there's the Bluetooth heart rate monitors. Now, you have different ones. You have the ones on your chest, like a Polar H7. You have the ones like the Wahoo Ticker X and a whole bunch of other ones that are Bluetooth that are on your chest. Those tend to be the most accurate in my experience. And also sometimes those are the most affordable because the wrist-based ones like the Apple Watch, the Fitbit Surge, there's a Garmin one, the Mio Fuse, those things are minimum, you know, $100, $150, where a Polar H7 right now runs for about $53 on Amazon. I think that's probably the best buy you can get right now. Now, of course, if you live and die by the Apple Watch, excuse me, or any of these Android Wear watches, you have to realize that with optical heart rate sensor technology, when you do what we call dynamic resistance, which if you're in the community, you know exactly what it is. When you're flexing your muscles, you impede your blood flow. So your heart rate's not going to be very accurate. Actually, your heart rate's going to be much lower than what it really is. So you'll be sweating, you'll be breathing heavy, you'll be engaging your muscles, you'll reach out, grab the ball, you'll be doing the rows, the presses, all this stuff, and you're going to look at your heart rate and see it's like 85 or 90. Then when you go into, you know, inhale up, touchdown, down the diamond cutter, lean it back, exhale, hook it up, whatever, you know, and then basically he gives you a water break, you're going to shoot up to like 145 because you've just let go and now your blood's flowing and the green light reflects off the red of the blood on your skin that's flowing. So it's a pretty crude way of putting it, but basically red is bouncing off the green and green's bouncing off the red and reading off of that, and that's what reads your heart rate. Now, when you have it attached to your chest, it's right there at your heart. So it's pretty damn accurate, you know.
Yes.
So it's a whole different thing. So I would recommend the Polar H7 because people just ask me. I don't want to answer and say this is what I use because I want them to understand the differences in the technology. Not only are you saving $150 over, say, the Mio Fuse by going with the Polar H7, but also if you come into the performance center as opposed to a Fitbit or an Apple Watch, we can throw your heart rate up on the big screen and track you. So it's kind of cool. It's more of an open source heart rate monitor. Fitbit, Apple Watch, and Garmin are locked down so that you won't be able to use those if you come to the performance center.
Gotcha.
Or you won't be able to even use them with the DDP Yoga app because those Bluetooth is locked down to that specific companion app.
So you buy their app instead.
Now, if that's what you want to do, we don't mind because at least you're getting into shape or you're losing weight or you're being healthier. That's the most important thing. But if that's basically hand in hand with you using the DDP Yoga app, that's not a shortcoming of our app or a con of our app. That's because obviously Fitbit and Apple want to have their own little walled garden, and even Garmin now wants to have their own little ecosystem and make you use their app. Which I'm sure those apps are fine, but those apps don't really do the kind of tracking, and they don't offer. I mean, Apple offers you little like trophies on your watch or on your app, but I mean, they kind of suck. And I'm an Apple fanboy, right? And I'm saying it's
sucks. You are.
So I would prefer my favorites right this second. The favorite app until the app comes out and I can see all the full content growing and all that stuff is DigiFit iCardio. But our app is every bit as good as that and offers a lot more full function tracking. I mean, you can't take progress photos. I mean, you can't do all the body stats that we can do with the DDP Yoga Now app.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to – people are going to be blown away when they see it. They really are.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, but a lot of your blood went into that sucker.
Yeah, we all really want everybody to like it. And you know what? If you don't, guess what? Give us some feedback. We'll make it better.
Yeah,
it's not going to be perfect. Nothing is going to be perfect in a version one. But I'll tell you what, it is definitely, it's far along for a version. It's the most full-featured version one I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and there's no testing like real-world testing. No matter how long you have it in beta, you can't test like that.
Mm-hmm. And Dallas is going to be straight up. You'll probably see it in the app where he says, this is still a work in progress, so just work with us. Give us feedback. You know, he's always been very open about that.
Yeah, and the you know, I get asked a lot about the app and what it's looking like, and you know, this would be a good place to point out that I'm off site. I'm in Florida. You guys are in Georgia.
Man.
You're welcome. But I bring that up because you guys are the ones that are putting the hard work. I don't get any or deserve any credit for the app. That's all you guys. You guys are busting your ass every day to get that thing done.
Well, what if they have bad reviews? Then I deserve all the blame too. I'm just kidding.
We'll find somebody. I'm sure.
Just kidding. You know. No, everybody works together. You know, you talk about it probably on the show all the time. What everybody does, it doesn't need to be said. We just go and do our job and do what we have to do and get the job done, and that's cool. That's the way I've always been throughout my wrestling career, or when we do the T4 show or anything else. It's a cool thing. I can kind of run my own deal too, because we were talking off camera or off podcast about the personal training that I'm allowed to do. So I'm allowed to actually pick up a passion that I had before doing the personal training, not only in person at the performance center, but now online. At this day and age, you can actually train people and support them and get them to their goals without ever really being in the same room as them. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's really cool, because I helped implement that into your website and get that up and running and everything, but you got to talk about that the technology behind that, because it's really, really cool. Let's say I'm a new you're going to start training me, so what would I see?
Well, first you would pay me.
We'll use Monopoly money, and we'll just pretend like I just paid you.
That's what PayPal is anyway, right? Monopoly. Sort of.
Pretty much, yeah. It's just a bunch of zeros and ones in cyberspace.
I've been wanting to do this, and my girlfriend really was pushing for me to do this. So without her, I would have just been like talking to you about it all the time. Man, I should do it. I should do it. I should do it. And she pushed me to really reach out there. And I'm not a guy that likes to throw it up on Facebook or Twitter. Hey, I'm doing that. Try to plug anything. I don't like that. Besides cats, I like plugging those. So
yeah.
on social media. So I basically, if you were to sign up, and this has happened, whether somebody contacted me directly, and then one person this past month, just basically I got the PayPal notification they paid. So I took the email from that. It's an app called Trainerize. I should back up. It's called Trainerize. And it's tiered, so up to 5 clients is so much, then up to 15 is another monthly plan, then after that. But if you're going up to 15 clients, you're not going to mind paying the $36 a month. It's not a bad deal. So, you know, you would sign up, I get your email, and then what I would do is I'd add you as a client. And when I added you as a client, then it would send you a welcome email, a consultation form, and like it would prompt you about taking progress photos, body stats, all that stuff. And then when I saw you created your account, I could check in with you through messaging. I could do Skype calls with you, whether it's for check-in or the initial consultation thing. Or I can just go ahead and start creating your training program off of your consultation form and what you want. It's really pretty detailed. So I would create the training plan. I could upload my own nutritional guide or nutritional, you know, plan or whatever in PDF form. And then right from there. And I also, as far as the workouts, I upload my own workout tutorials from YouTube and throw them in there. So they're really personalized for everybody. And then basically right there, I would take the calendar and I would add the workouts into the calendar. I can even repeat them on the same day for like 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever. And then I would do body stats, progress photos, all that stuff. And I already set those up on intervals as well, like day 1 and day 14 and day 28. It's really, really automated and really cool. But also, I can see in a daily summary, like today, one of my clients missed a workout the day before. And I got it like when I woke up for the gym around 4:30. I saw that in one of my emails. I opened the app up. I messaged them. And I said, hey, man, I saw you missed your workout. Everything okay? That kind of stuff is so – the communication, I think, is the number one thing with any kind of training service or service-based business. But with this, it's so instantaneous and so automated. And I can see when they log their workouts, I can see, okay, well, I wanted her to get her or him to get this amount of reps but their weight's a little too heavy. So I sent them a message and I say, hey, listen, next time just drop your weights down like 20 pounds and take a 10 off each side or do this. Or I'll even write into the training regimen, you know, keep your weight between this and that. I can really just dynamically just kind of tailor it even as it goes along. And the model that I saw that worked out really well was the monthly subscription. So a 4-week plan, charge a certain amount, then you get all that stuff. And I think and I hope that everybody's pretty satisfied with it. They seem to be. And they're making, you know, the most important thing is not that they're satisfied with me and what I'm offering, but the fact that they're actually getting healthier. They're making gains. Even if they miss a workout, they're working a pretty good schedule. You know, they're working out almost 7 days a week, whether it's even if it's just taking a walk or a little jog on the weekends or whatever. These people are working out every day. So I can see the gains just from their Facebook post. I can see the gains just from how they're lifting or doing the workouts or whatever. And some of them have integrated DDP yoga into it too, Robert. You know, there's nice. One that's doing really, really great, and all she needed was somebody to keep her accountable. So I did that, and I also mixed up her workout routine with DDP yoga, resistance bands, treadmill, doing all that stuff just to make sure that she didn't get bored and she really enjoyed the month rather than feeling like it was a job.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, and if you can keep people motivated that way, they're much more likely to keep with it.
Yeah. And I use that for the in-person clients too. It's invaluable. I had a client today that worked out with me, and I can just track everything so much better using the app. So it's worth, even at this tier, it's worth every bit. It's already paid for itself for, like, you know, just on the online clients alone. But then using it at the performance center, I think I'd still keep it because that's starting to pick up too.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. So you're always staying busy no matter what. I think if all of a sudden you didn't have DDP yoga, you know, you didn't go to the performance center, you would still find something to keep you busy at least 18, 19 hours a day.
Going to the beach and working out and then training online clients from the beach in Deerfield Beach or somewhere down that way would be nice.
I could get into that.
You live in the, is Zimmerman still live in your area?
No, I think I'm pretty
what
sure.
What a random question, isn't it?
That was totally within the flow.
Hey, so we're here to inspire people. Hey, what about that guy that everybody hates? Does he still live in your area?
I think he was escorted to the border. I'm not really sure.
Good stuff. Okay, to a screeching halt.
Yes. Yeah. So luckily we can edit this, you know. But
we don't have to. It's more fun if you don't.
So cool. So we are right at, I mean, that as it always does whenever we're talking, and that went right along. So we're right at the 30-minute mark. So
very cool.
I guess we'll go back to DDP radio, and hopefully we'll see everybody next week. So for Stevie Richards / Michael Manna, Mike Mullins, and the absent Stacey Morris, who'll be back next week. Everybody have a great week.
Is this the longest Mullins hasn't talked since he's been on the radio show?
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
Own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.